Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Shree Pushkar Chemicals and Fertilizers Q1 FY25 conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Company Secretary, Mr. Nitesh Pangle. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good evening, everyone, and we welcome all the participants to Shree Pushkar Chemicals and Fertilizers Limited Q1 FY25 earnings call. Joining us today from the management side, we have Mr. Puneet Makharia, Chairman and Managing Director. We have Mr. Deepak Beriwala, Chief Financial Officer. Now, I will hand over the call to Mr. Puneet Makharia for his opening remark. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Nitesh. A very good evening and a very warm welcome to all my friends for the Q1 FY25 earnings call of Shree Pushkar Chemicals and Fertilizers Limited. I hope you all have an opportunity to review the financial results and investor presentation, which has been uploaded on the stock exchange as well as on the company's websites. Friends, now I will take you through the financial and operational performance of our company for Q1 FY25. We are pleased to begin FY 2025 with a strong performance access to our operations, reflecting the effectiveness of our strategic initiatives. In terms of sales volumes, our chemical division achieved a significant increase, with sales rising from 11,381 tons in Q4 FY24 to 15,943 tons in Q1 FY25, representing a 40% quarter-on-quarter growth and a 17.8% year-on-year increase basis. Our fertilizer division also performed well, with sales growing from 57,085 metric tons in Q4 FY24 to 69,722 metric tons in Q1 FY25, reflecting a 22.1% of quarter-on-quarter increase and 23.5% on year-on-year growth. This overall growth in sales volume has led to 25.1% growth on quarter-on-quarter increase and a 22.4% on year-on-year improvement in total sales, reaching 85,665 metric tons in Q1 FY25. On the financial performance, there has been a strong input, with total revenue from operations increased by 1.8% quarter-on-quarter and 10.7% on year-on-year basis, reaching 194.2 crores in Q1 FY25. This growth was primarily driven by the fertilizer division, which saw a 21.9% growth on quarter-on-quarter basis and 14% on year-to-year basis. Despite challenges in the chemical segments, revenue in this division grew by 6.9% on year. Highlighting our reliance on a competitive market environment, a CapEx budget of 215 crores was allocated last year to enhance the capacity of our chemical business through backward and forward integration, and our fertilizer business through manufacturing of complementary products. We are also committed to sustainability, and in line with the commitment, we are investing in renewable energy also. During the quarter, we have incurred 1.90 crores towards the establishment of 3.8 MW DC solar power plant under the open access scheme of Maharashtra State Electricity Distribution Limited. This investment, along with the additional of 6.63 crores in CapEx invested in our chemical and fertilizer verticals, is a part of 125 crores allocated last year for these strategic initiatives. The total CapEx for these projects is being financed through internal accrual and a preferential issue to the promoter. The promoter has already brought in capital by exercising warrants. Total capital of 15.13 crores has been raised from the promoter by way of preferential allotment to promoters, ensuring that Shree Pushkar remains net cash positive through these investments. Additionally, we have a no-lien deposit facility available at 107.52 crores, which provides us with financial flexibility to support our ongoing and future investments. Looking ahead, we remain focused on leveraging on strength of our chemical and fertilizer division, enhancing our operational efficiencies, and sustaining the growth movement we have achieved in this quarter. Our strategic priorities for the remainder of the year include further capacity expansion, advancing our sustainability initiatives, and exploring new market opportunities, all while maintaining a strong financial positions. We are optimistic about the macroeconomic environment, particularly with the contained focus on infrastructure developments and increased construction activities. These factors are expected to sustain demand for our products in the coming quarters, providing us a solid foundation for the growth. Friends, now with this, I would like to hand over the phone to Mr. Deepak, our CFO, who will provide more detailed insight into our operational and financial performance for Q1 FY25. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would like to provide an overview of our operational and financial performance for Q1 FY25. During the Q1 FY25, we achieved significant growth across both our chemical and fertilizer divisions. In the chemical division, sales volume increased by 40% on quarter-on-quarter basis, reaching 15,943 metric tons, and demonstrated a 17.8% year-on-year growth. Our fertilizer division also saw a robust performance, with sales volume reaching by 22.1% quarter-on-quarter to 69,722 metric tons, representing a 23.5% year-on-year increase. Overall, consolidated sales volume grew by 25.1% on quarter-on-quarter basis and 22.4% on year-on-year basis, totaling 85,665 metric tons for the quarter. In Q1 FY25, our chemical division generated 91.6 crore in revenue, reflecting a 6.9% increase year-on-year. Our fertilizer division demonstrated a strong performance, with revenue reaching 102.6 crore, a 21.8% quarter-on-quarter increase and 14% growth on year-on-year basis. Our total revenue grew by 1.8% quarter-on-quarter and 10.7% on year-on-year, amounting to rupees 194.2 crore. On the profitability side, gross profit rose to 66.8 crore, marking a 5.7% quarter-on-quarter increase and 11.5% on year-on-year increase. EBITDA comes in at rupees 17.7 crore, showing a strong year-on-year increase of 26%. Profit after tax was rupees 12.8 crore, representing a 62% increase year-on-year basis. With this, I would like to open the floor by any question or discussion. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Harshil Solanki from Equitree Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, team. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
First is on the Bangladesh situation. Can you throw some light on how much this will impact our business? And on similar lines, Turkey also is a big market for us. So if you can highlight the potential risks from both the two markets.
See, Mr. Solanki, Bangladesh is definitely, both Bangladesh as well as Turkey is a big market. And we sell substantial products, volumes in Bangladesh. And we have a substantial business in Bangladesh as well as in Turkey. First of all, let me tell you, whatever the business we do in Bangladesh, this is against the confirmed LCs. Without LC, there is no business. Secondly, looking at, as of now, the political instability in Bangladesh, what we are looking at. And once we face these kind of challenges in Bangladesh, definitely it was a matter of great concern for us. Few shipments were on the way, few shipments were at the port. So at that time, we holded the entire operations in Bangladesh. We closely evaluated the situation in Bangladesh, spoke to multiple people there, and took their opinion, and based upon our inputs, what we get from our office in Bangladesh, because we have got a country head based in Dhaka, and he is stationed there, And whatever the inputs we understood, you know, from the industrial sources, market intelligence, from our people, from the other, our existing customers. In my personal opinion, I see, presently we definitely see a problem, but this is not going to be a long-term issue. I think this will, you know, either continue for 15-20 days or maybe maximum, within a month or so, I believe that this should be over. Definitely this would be, you know, disturbance for coming 15-20 days, 30 days till it doesn't stabilize. But overall view of the government in Pakistan, in Bangladesh and the present Mr. Yunus Muhammad, who is, a very learned person, and his main focus is on the, this economic and financial stability of Bangladesh. One of the customers has asked us to hold the shipments. Rather, they have said, don't hold back the shipments, you can dispatch the goods. So I don't think that in long term this is going to make any major impact, but yes, for few more days we can see these disturbances, and based upon the media reports, what we see from the media is a bit disturbing. But what I see in Bangladesh, what I get inputs from there is not as worst as we saw on the media. All the units in Bangladesh have started, majority of them have started, people have resumed to their offices. And let me tell you one more thing also, that Bangladesh cannot afford to ignore India, because 80% economic of the Bangladesh is on the textiles and garments, and in that 80, majority of the cotton is being exported from India, majority of the dyes and chemicals is being exported from India. So I don't think that in long term it will be a major issue. As far as Turkey is concerned, particularly Turkey, we don't see any problem, we don't see any hiccups as of now, and there are no issues in Turkey as of now. Yes, about their currency, it is always there, we always play safely into the, this currency issues with Turkey, but I don't see any major issue in Turkey also. So this may be a matter of 15-20 days more for Bangladesh, it will be stabilized.
Okay, got it. And sir, the other players are saying that there is more people are trying to shift to India, the textile players which are there in Bangladesh. So are we hearing something from a customer, and are we positioned to benefit if there is a shift towards India?
About the textile industry in India?
Yeah, the other garment manufacturers which are there.
Mr. Solanki, my personal opinion is that, Bangladesh is a huge market, and, there the cost of production is extremely low in spite of the import cotton, the import technology, the import chemicals. Apart from that also, it's a huge market, and the globe cannot afford to lose Bangladesh because of their duty structures, because of, this import duty structures if it is done from Bangladesh. So it has to be Bangladesh. Maybe because of this political instability, people are thinking for various other options. But let me tell you, once it gets stabilized, everybody will move back to Bangladesh.
Got it, sir. Sir, and in terms of our realizations for this quarter, it has dropped by 39%.
It has?
Dropped by 39% QOQ from 93,000 to 57,000. So any particular reason for dyes?
What you are saying, please, can you repeat your questions?
Yeah, so our realizations for the chemical segment have dropped by 39% QOQ basis. So can you highlight the reason behind this? Because volumes have grown on a lower base, but ideally realizations should have
also from
similar. So if you divide 91,000 crore revenue by 16,000 tons of chemical sales.
Okay. So what you are saying is that it has dropped, just a second. Rather, I can see there is an increase of 7% from year to year, quarter on quarter, like that way. How come you are saying it is 39% drop? I don't see where you saw this figure 39% drop. Because see, in Q1 FY24, we did 85.7, and Q1 FY25, we did 91.6. So it is 7% increase, Mr. Solanki.
Maybe I'll take this question offline. That
means
not an issue.
Q4 quarter, 11,000 total sales, and during Q1, 15,000.
So it is increased, na? It is not a decrease.
40% increase.
Yeah, but Mr. Solanki is saying it is decreased. Sir, rather it is 40% increase, Mr. Solanki, in Q4 FY24 to Q1 FY25.
I am referring to Q on Q, but no issues. We can take this offline separately.
Okay.
Yeah, this was...
Is there a question from you, Mr. Solanki?
No, this was it from my side. Thank you.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you. Participants who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Nitya Shah from Kamakya Wealth Management. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congratulations on a good set of numbers. The first part I wanted to understand was that the solar plant that you have put up, were there any benefits or cost reductions due to that in this quarter visible?
See, about this new plant of 3.8 megawatt, we are yet to get the connectivity, which we are hopeful to get it by the end of this month. So probably half of this quarter you will see, about this Q1 you will see in next con call.
So just for my understanding, FY25...
And it's completely established. We are just waiting for the connectivity approval from the, this NSEB.
Right, I understood that. I'm asking that, according to you, what would be the cost saving in, if you could quantify the cost saving for this entire year due to this, which would, improve the margins?
See, generally, what we have seen in the past, because we already are having two plants of solar, which is of 2.6 megawatt on DC basis each. Generally, from one plant, we usually get around 32 to 35 lakhs of units per year.
Got it.
As a generation, which can be around close to 3 lakhs units per month. And you can calculate the benefit in terms of at least 6 to 7 rupees per unit, because we have been charged by around 3 rupees, including, the losses, the charges, and the wheeling charges and other charges also. So on an average, around 6.5 to 7 rupees is a benefit on the basis of per unit.
So I think this would substantially improve your margins.
Definitely, sir. Because if you see, in 3.8 megawatt DC, we should get close to 48 lakhs of units annually.
Got it. And sir, in your quarter one result, which I saw at the moment, there was a inventory gain of 3 crore rupees. So going forward, do you see any high cost inventory impacting the margins a little bit in terms of cost of goods sold?
This is the ongoing process. It is difficult to say, what we get in the next quarter. And, sometimes, we are beneficial, sometimes we are loser, because, once we are in business 24/7, 12 months a year, then, these kind of gains or losses keep on happening every quarter on quarter. So it is difficult to comment on that, sir.
Okay, understood, sir. Thank you. I'll get back in the queue.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants to ask a question may press star and one. Before we take our next participant, reminders to everyone, to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Pradeep Rawat from Yogya Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening and thank you for the opportunity. So my question is related to the capex that we are doing of 2015 crore. So out of this capex, you have explained in the last question that the saving from solar power plant. So my question was regarding the other capexes that we are doing. So how much of the benefit can we expect from these capex in terms of EBITDA?
See, the total capex of 215 crores is in various verticals, right? Which is chemical, fertilizer, solar, as well as, in our, the 100% owned subsidiary also at Madhya Bharat also. So overall, if you see whatever the capex we plan, and out of our experience, we have seen that generally the repay back of the entire capex is within 3 to 4 crores. Within 3 to 4 years. So whatever we are putting, and you know, let me tell you, these capex are coming and will be coming in a phase-wise manner, right? So what you will see, you know, this our capital, this invested capital will go high, and return on the invested capital you will see bit lesser on the basis of that, because you know it's a, you know, this is an ongoing capex. We believe that the entire capex should be completed, majority of the capex should be completed by first quarter of 25-26, and post that we will be able to see a very good you know, performance of the company, because this entire capex we are trying to get it funded through internal accrual. I think in March 2024 we have invested 50 crore rupees totally towards this capex from the internal accruals. Apart from investing 50 crore, still company maintains three-digit you know, investment portfolio with it.
Yeah. So my question was regarding that our current ROC is less than 10, like it's around 10%, and you have done capex of capexes that would yield a payback period of 3 to 4 years. So would it be a good assumption that our in future our ROC could go up to 20 to 25%?
Sorry sir, मैं आपका सवाल ढंग से नहीं समझ पा रहा हूँ, बराबर है. But one thing I can tell you, you know, whatever the capex is, you see, whatever the capital employed you see as of now in the financials, right? Most of that capital is CWIP basis. It has not started the production, so therefore you might be calculating that the, you know, returns on the capital employed is less. But once the entire investment gets completed and it comes in a proper streamline, then you know, you will see a decent amount of you know, this results into this thing.
Yeah,
I hope I am able to address your question, or not yet.
Yes, sir. Sir, just मेरा question ये था कि हम आगे चल के future में कितना ROC ये expect कर सकते हैं?
क्या है?
सरकार जिसे जिसमें projected figures बनाए थे.
Okay.
ये है वो.
That we can share them ना through our IR. ठीक है. ठीक है सर. अगर आपका उसमें और भी कुछ सवाल है तो आप लिख के भेज दीजिए. We'll try to address your question.
Yeah. Okay. Sure. And my other question was a basic question. So can you highlight on the growth of the fertilizer segment that we achieved this quarter, and how we witnessed such good growth, and how do you see future for this segment?
Sir, at least about this year, you know, the first season is almost over, and as far as the second season is concerned, what we see as of now in the market, that there is a huge shortage in terms of the DAP. Right, and the present import price of the DAP is not workable towards the subsidy provided by the government. Though government has given an additional subsidy in terms of DAP for 3,500 rupees per ton, but I don't think that is also be going to be any kind of beneficial to government. Looking at these aspects, since DAP will be in short supply, apart from that, present, you know, presently some kind of a supply chain disturbance also because of the global, you know, these geopolitical issues. I particularly see that this season is going to be very good for the fertilizer business, and we hopefully, you know, we are trying to at least get a 20% growth, 20-25% growth in terms of fertilizer business compared to the last year.
Yeah, understood. And my last question, another basic question. So one clarification is, our chemical division only majorly serves textile and dye segment. Is the understanding correct?
Majorly.
Okay, okay. Okay, thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dalshil Pandya from F Interest Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, Mario.
Yeah, Mr. Pandya.
Yes, sir. Sir, just one follow-up question regarding your guidance that you have given for the full year. Are we maintaining that?
Sir, we have given a guidance to at least, you know, 15% growth in terms of top line. And because generally if you see that our quarter win one is always the most lean period during the whole year. Generally, you know, it keeps on improving. Q1 is, you know, this Q2 is better than Q3 is more better, and Q4 is the best period amongst what we have seen based upon our experience. And whatever the guidance we have given, that there will be minimum 15% growth. We hopefully to achieve minimum 15% growth in the top line, and the profitability will be greatly improved.
Okay. And sir, on the EBITDA margin front, because we heard you saying 16-17 kind of percent of margins that would be doing for this fiscal.
In this year, we believe that we should be able to achieve 12-13% of EBITDA margin, at least in this financial year. Because, you know, after 2 years of the meltdown, we are seeing this stabilizing year in this particular year. So I think this will slowly and gradually improve, you know, this improve. And in this financial year, we hopefully, we are quite, confident, not hopeful, we are quite confident that at least we will achieve 12-13% of the EBITDA margin. And substantially, for the next year, 25-26, we should be back to our earlier margins, which measure of the distance we will cover in this financial year.
Okay. And, got it. And, sir, hello?
Am I audible? Yeah, please go ahead.
Yeah. Yes, sir. So, you said the CAPEX would be live by Q1 FY26. So, we are confident on, achieving that because...
With achieving what?
Pardon, sir?
Kya achieve karne ke liye confident hai, sir? Achievement of what? Confident of what?
CAPEX will be live by Q1 FY26.
Well, hopefully we should be able to do that. And I don't see any particular hiccups for not doing so. Because see, the company has got finances ready with them. We are not banking on any kind of a borrowings. The company has got a decent and a very excellent team in the industry. We have got our technical expertise. So I don't see any particular, any specific hiccups for not achieving it. At the most, this could be, this 1 or 2 months here and there. That's all. Nothing else could be there.
Okay. And
what are your concerns, sir?
Okay, got it. And looking at the fertilizer volume for this quarter, we are confident on achieving 3 lakh tons for this year?
Sir, I fail to understand why you are saying confident of achieving, this CAPEX, why you are saying confident of achieving sales target. Sir, will you please don't ask me about my confidence. I have got a better confidence than what you have on your questions. I'm sorry.
Really sorry, sir, if you are upset with this. Just asking because, the revenue guidance, the EBITDA guidance at the last meet we got was 16-17%, so asking for a confident answer.
We always said that the company has got a potential of achieving EBITDA margins to 15-17%. I always say, just always said that. Still I maintain on the same, but my humble submission to you is that since we have been seeing a depression here for the last 2 to 2.5 years, this year, we see a good business stability and sustainability. In this particular year, we see a easy growth of at least 12-13% of EBITDA margins. Subsequently, in the next financial year, that is 25-26, we are quite hopeful to achieving our earlier EBITDA margins of 15-17%.
All right. Thank you so much, sir. And really sorry if you are
No issues, sir. Please. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dhaval Jain from Sequent Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yeah. Please, Mr. Dhaval. Go ahead.
Sir, I just wanted to know that you told that the Bangladesh issues and whatever the unrest is happening over there, so it might hamper your sales over there for a month or 20 days. I just wanted to know, out of this 91 crores of dyes that we have done this year, how much it contributes to Bangladesh and how much contributes to Turkey, if you have a number?
Sir, approximately 35% would be contributing to Bangladesh and Turkey.
Out of 91 crores, cumulative. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, 25% cumulatively of Bangladesh and Turkey together.
Approximately, I'm saying.
Right, sir.
Out of total volume, if you will see, out of 91 crore, 35, You know, generally we do annual business of around 35 crores rupees also to Bangladesh and Turkey, and on a total volume, if you will see, this is around 5%.
Okay, sir. Perfect. I just have one more question. I think the first participant mentioned that the realization have decreased instead of the chemical this volumes increasing. QOQ, YOY we see a growth of 7% in revenue as well as volumes of 17%. But I see a dip in the realization QOQ. So I just needed to know the reason for that.
Sir, basically the prices have, you know, depressed in Q1 in comparison with the Q4. And that's a big dip into the, you know, this realization, wherein the volumes we have grown because the raw material prices have come to a stability. Earlier the prices were a bit on a higher side. So that is mainly affecting that. Because in that is mainly because of the acid business also that has gone increase in Q4 to Q1.
Right. And going forward, the prices or the realization is going to improve, or this is the, like, the bottom
line? The prices have come to a stability. I don't see any major changes into the pricing sector as of now. So this will be keep on maintaining in a similar trend.
Okay. Okay, sir. So that's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aditya Sen from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity. So, can you please throw some light on the demand of dyes and dyes intermediaries? Is it increasing QOQ? How is it trending from last 2-3 quarters?
So, basically, business is coming to stability in comparison with our earlier period. And we see that there is a decent amount of demand. And in my personal opinion, the first, you know, improvement is visible through the demand. Then the second improvement is visible through the pricing. So I see a good demand as of now. And let me tell you, company is already having at least 35 to 40 days of the order book presently in our hand. In spite of our increased capacity in Unit 5 also, we are running our plants up to a decent capacity. And we have good amount of orders for that.
Okay, all right, sir. And if we can share the utilization of both segments, fertilizer and chemicals.
Do we have a utilization of fertilizer and chemicals?
70 to 75%.
Sir, it is around 70 to 75% of the utilization in chemicals as well as in fertilizers. On consolidated basis.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Harshal Solanki from Equity Capital. Please go ahead.
My question has been answered. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Pradeep Rawat from Yogya Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the follow-up. Sir, you just said that you have an order in hand of 40 to 45 days. So, usually do we have a similar kind of order book, or is it usually lesser and we have currently more orders in hand given the demand?
Generally, we always have, 15 to 20 days order book in terms of fertilizer. In dyes, we have generally 35 to, almost a month order book, as well as same in intermediates also around 15 to 20 days. So now on it, on this overall basis, if you will see that we have got good volumes and demand as in fertilizers also and in dyes intermediates also. So totally, if you will see that we have a good order book for at least 35 to 40 days. But, based upon our earlier experience, if we see that the order position has improved, there's a lot of inquiry, lot of demand also, so overall the situation has improved much better in comparison with the last quarters.
Yeah, understood. And my next question is a basic question. So our margins have dropped to 8% from a historic margin of 15 to 17%. So can you explain the reason behind it?
So I have already addressed this question in my earlier replies. I said for the last 2 to 2.5 years, in the entire industry was in bit of depression. Now the situation has started improving, and in this particular year, if I see, I am quite confident that the company would be achieving close to 7 to 8% of PAT margin and around 12 to 13% of EBITDA margin.
Yeah, and this is particularly to the chemical side, right?
Sir, we always talk about on a consol basis, which includes of our 100% owned subsidiaries as well as our fertilizer and chemical division jointly together. Because looking at our business model, we don't calculate segment-wise profitability.
Okay, understood. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Puneet Makharia for closing comments.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much everyone for joining our Q1 FY25 earning call. We believe that if you have any further questions, please feel free to connect with our investor relations advisor, Churchgate Partners, and we'll be happy to address all your queries. Thanks once again. Take care.
Thank you. On behalf of Shri Pushkar Chemical and Fertilizers, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.